So we're just kind of talking about the two counselors who overdosed yesterday, and how does it happen? It's crazy. It's the whole state of the the recovery community and what people believe in and how they grow. And I guess the recovery community embraces people who had issues and go on and want to get perhaps some counseling degrees or whatever. And a lot of people get that, and they're biased by 12 steps, and they eat, breathe, live 12 steps. And so who knows what they were using to anchor their recovery. And we talked about before that there's ingredients for success, and if you believe you're powerless or not, or you believe that, and I believe that physiologic change makes easy behavior change, as long as you're not crazy, and this is a recovery approach that makes sense. How would you respond?
I mean, I would say, like, for that to have happened, they obviously probably weren't, like, working too great of a program to, like, do something like that in your workplace, like, where there's other people who probably, like, just got out of treatment and stuff. That's crazy. I know it's not crazy because stuff like that happens all the time, but to me it's so crazy that people... I used to do a lot of crazy things, but I still look back and I think it's crazy that I did those things. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I, like, argue the whole disease thing a lot of times, too, but I feel like that's a perfect example to, like, show that, like, clearly in some form, like, it is absolutely a disease. I can go back and forth on that, though, a lot.
Is it illness, disease, genetics? The genetics weigh heavier more for alcohol and cocaine genetically than anything else, but environment matters, how you learn, how you gratify yourself, what kind of emotional intelligence you have. Mm. Does that make sense to you, where poor emotional intelligence sets you up for bad habits?
Yeah.
I
think it's all about your thinking. You have to reprogram your brain if you want to live differently, I think. I've done a lot of methods, so I'm trying to think. I've kind of, like, built my own form of, like, a program. I've built, like, a program around my life that works with, like, what the goals that, like, I have for myself. Like, I didn't like being in a 12-step program and being told, like, I had to, like, fit this, like, cookie cutter, like, you know, mold. I've never been like that, obviously. Like, I always was a little bit outside the box. So that didn't really work for me. Like, I did it for a while because it gave me the structure that I needed to, like, rebuild my life again. But that wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I couldn't, you know. It gave me a foundation, and that's awesome, and I'm grateful for that. But I think the way that I've, like, figured out, like, how to, like, have a mix of everything in my life, meaning, like, body, mind, and soul, like, a combination of all of it, that's what works for me. A lot of people just use, like, the program and meetings as, like, their higher power, and that's, like, everything they do, and I can't do that. I needed, like, medicine like this, as well as, like, spirituality, as well as, like, physical things that I do. I, like, had to change how I thought about myself, because, like, the harder I was on myself, the harder it was for me to, like, stay clean.
Right.
Yeah, because getting clean wasn't hard. It was, like, staying clean that was always hard for me.
How many different rehabs have you been in?
A lot. Like, in the teens. Yeah, I've been in a lot of them.
28-day programs?
Most of them were. I didn't always stay for 28 days, yeah. I've done a lot of, like, detoxes. I did, like, the California model. I did, like, long-term out there. Some of the best rehabs, like, in the country. I mean, I've been to, like, Karen. I've been to a lot out in Lancaster and stuff. I've been to really nice ones on the beach in California. But for me, like, being here worked the best because, like, this is reality.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You have to, like, figure out how to, like, live your life in, like, a real way. Like, out there, it's like a false sense of reality.
Have you found the tools, the strategies, the skills that we've kind of focused on here helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that, like, you're part of, like, applying, like, emotional intelligence and all of that. Like, it's really important. I don't think people, like, realize that as much. So, for sure, I would say that that's definitely important. It's not all of it, but it's definitely a big piece of it. And the medicine, for me, I'm a huge advocate for Vivitrol. It saved my life. beginning, there was times, like, not so much anymore. I don't really want to ever use anymore. Okay. But in the beginning, when I, like, had a lot of cravings and stuff still, this saved me from, like, going back out. Because I knew I couldn't use on it.
Well, you could.
Well, you
but
could,
you
but you don't feel anything.
Get it.
Yeah. So, therefore, for me, there's no point.
Would you say you have to learn recovery?
Yeah, I had to, like, learn life again. Like, I had to learn, like, everything again. Because, like, I'd obviously been taught, like, everything, you know, morals and all those things as a child. Like, I have a great family. But I, like, lost myself when I was using. So, like, I had to learn everything again, I feel like, in a sense. Like, so, yeah, I mean, I think recovery is, like, taught. But for me, it was more like seeing people that have done it. Because, like, I have to see something work for somebody else for me to believe that it's possible. Beginning, that's how it was for me. Like, oh, they can do it. Like, oh, she's been where I'm at. Or
because it's your journey. Everybody's kind of a study unto themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You have your history. You have an intervention. You go forward. You've had a lot of different interventions.
Yeah.
Perhaps you weren't ready for it before. Maybe you're more ready for it now. Maybe you got fed up. But I know in your family, you know, when it comes in all families, when there's been a long history, get animosity, irritation, all of the things that kind of go to support your habit. And not only patients have to heal, families have to heal, and how you get there is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of time, we've met with your mother, your father, you together. We've kind of put our heads together, but you've been the captain of the ship for your recovery. You've grabbed the wheel. You've made changes.
I had to.
And you continue to learn how to use your mind to change your brain, to change your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, that's what I mean. I like had to. I had to like take the wheel and like start to change things differently. Cause as much as like my parents tried to control me, like there was no doing that. But yeah, I mean, for me, it was really about like seeing like goals for. I stopped seeing like goals for myself, and now I'm like back in school and getting into medicine as well.
And do you think since you've been here that like the people around you in your life, like your family or friends, you think that they see you differently?
Definitely, people like. People come to me, like, all the time for things. So, yeah, I mean, this has definitely helped a lot, for sure.
What do you say about tough love? Because this subject comes up a long time.
That's such a hard
topic.
You
know, as I've said to you, I feel sometimes it's hard for people.
Yeah.
But tough love can have a hand in throwing somebody under the bus and killing someone.
That's a hard topic. I, like, again, you could go, like, back and forth on so many of these topics. But that, like, I would say for me, like, in the beginning, like, tough love would have been better in, like, the beginning, like, when I was, like, I feel, like, had more of, like, a choice of what I was doing. Because in the beginning, like, before I was, like, so physically dependent and whatnot, and I was just, like, kind of out of control, tough love probably would have been better, like, then versus, like, when I had gotten really bad and then was shown tough love. Because at that point, I was, like, so run down and so, like, emotionally and mentally, like, hard on myself as it was, that, like, tough love did nothing but really, like, make me hate myself more. I've heard of, like, horrible stories where people do tough love and people, like, are kicked out and then they, like, all horrible things happen. So it's, like, such a touchy topic. Like, when people ask me what they should do with their kid, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Well, again, we've talked about Maya Salovitz's book in terms of Unbroken Brain, and I have to, you know, in strategies like harm reduction for families, in strategies for individuals about harm reduction, and, you know, because families, they're frustrated and nerves are frayed. It's how you grow and how you change, not only for the patient, their family, but society as a whole, because the whole stigma of addiction, that's a whole nother topic unto itself.
Getting better.
It is. The awareness is certainly up there, but what to do about it, there's still not real good consensus on the best way. I'll ask you a different question. How many times in your journey have you met a physician who was interested in what you do and how you do it in terms of your recovery?
I mean, you are the most, like, you are curious about those things, like, the most, I can't even really think
so
of
So the question was, how many times have you met anyone who's as curious about what you do and how you do it?
None of them.
You're in a relationship now? Or
no.
No, okay.
I mean, like, I date someone.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. It's not a relationship. It's not exclusive.
I'm like, no.
Good for you. And how's your family deal?
That's another thing that was always a problem for me.
Why was that?
Relationships. They always, like, were hard for me when I was, like, using and stuff. Because I would always get in relationships with people that were...
using.
Yeah. So I, like, value my independence now so much more.
Right.
So it's, like, so hard for me to get in a relationship now. Because I, like, have my life. I don't like people interfering.
I think that's wise.
It's awesome. I love it. I used to, like... always have to like have someone and like worry about what they wanted and like their life and what they like to do, but like now I have things that like I like to do, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
Listen, nobody can ever take your education away from you. Mm-hmm. Nobody can ever take your independence away from you. And that's why Be For Yourself is chapter one in the exercises that I asked you to read.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, so chapter two is taking the good.
Yeah, I read this a while ago.
I know.
That was a long
time. But think about it. You know what? It's how to build a better brain.
Yeah.
And if you read about that physiology, it's profound in terms of what that does for you. That's why a lot of rehab centers will have yoga, Pilates. But there's no, again, how important, who communicates that to you? How indelible is that on you? You know, at that moment. That's why living life in the real world is less artificial. Sometimes environment matters, but it is artificial when you go away. Well, I'm very,
thank
you know
you.
How proud I am of you
oh,
in terms
you.
Of your journey.